I want to discuss tonight a strange little business, kind of an interesting introduction to Ona. It sounds like there should be something important here, some yesodas in Ona. I'm not sure what they are, but maybe we'll be able to figure it out together. First ktos in Hilchos Ona brings a ritva. The ritva is going on in Gemara and Kedushin. Gemara and Kedushin on Daf Ches, the Gemara is discussing Pidyon HaBen. Gemara talks about someone who said, this talus, gave a talus to a kohen and said, this talus should be for Pidyon HaBen. B'chamei Shlom. It should be in place of Chamei Shlom. What's the case exactly, the Gemara says? If it's worth Chamei Shlom, why not? So the Gemara says the case is that it is not worth Chamei Shlom. The Gemara has some other possibilities, but the Gemara says it's not worth Chamei Shlom. U'chagon dekabel kohen ilavei. The kohen decides to accept it anyway. Kihadra Rav Kahana. Example being Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana accepted a sudra. Sudra is some kind of garment. They used to cover their heads with it. It was a malbush of covered. It was a dignified, respectful way people appeared in public. Rav Kahana needed a sudra, and he accepted it for Pidyon HaBen, even though it was not worth Chamei Shlom. Amar Lei, L'didi Chazili Chamei Shlom. I need a sudra. A sudra is very important for me. I'm Rav Kahana. I can't go around without a sudra. For me, it's important. For me, it's worth Chamei Shlom. So I accept this, and that is good for Pidyon HaBen. Mar says, Dafka Rav Kahana. Whether it is Dafka Rav Kahana, it's not Dafka Rav Kahana, but Rav Kahana at least could say L'didi Shavali. The Ritva in Kedushin there says something very interesting. He says the same way this works for Pidyon HaBen, Dafka Rav Kahana, not anybody else. Shamina Mina, he says, if someone sells an item and the market price is only 5 and he sells it for 6, which is classic or no, E l'hai lokech shavi shita embo no. If to this lokech it's worth 6, there's no or no. The Basir Didei Azlinan, we follow his needs, his value system. If for him it's worth 6, there's no or no. Just like this Gemara, where the Sudra itself is objectively not worth 5 Shlom, but for Rav Kahana it was. So Mamela, oh no, too, we don't care about the market price, we care how much it's worth to this specific person.
I mean, even if he's not aware?
Get to that. Okay. Now, yeah, so the point of my assessment is raising, does it mean even if he is not aware? And that is indeed one of the objections raised by the Achronim. Machne Ephraim discusses the Ritva and some related issues, and he makes exactly that objection. He says that even someone like Rav Kahana, Yesh Bo'na, he thinks that there's no raya from the Gemara, Yesh Bo'na, Kol Kamaj Lo Yada, Hayidi Kedushin Ena Raya, Hasim Shani, the Sover V'Kabel, Aval Kishalo Yada. If he doesn't know currently that there's a no going on, afilum hu rugulus yakub kalem kalem kakf kakdam, even if this is a person who sometimes does pay the higher price, but if he doesn't realize that right now the price currently is less, there is a no. Hashtami lo yada, kasavra shabashavi hu lokech, he thinks he's getting a fair price. And Mel Machan Ephraim is mafakfek on the Ritva. So this is also mafakfek on the Ritva, discuss more soon. I don't really know if anyone, any other Rishonim or major poskim were actually chalik on the Ritva. I was reading an article on this topic by Ramendel Shafran, a veteran dayan in Eretz Yisrael. He says many poskim disagree with the Ritva. I have no idea who these many poskim are. I looked in the Pesach Chosh and other svarim, they don't really bring any poskim or chalik on the Ritva. In any event, the Machan Ephraim and the Ksos are both at least mafakvik on the Ritva. They ask kashas on the Ritva. And Rav Shafran says that there are many poskim or chalik on the Ritva. So one objection is this point raised by the Machan Ephraim and Rabbi Zussman, that in the Gemara's case, he very clearly knew that it was not worth Chamei Shlom, but who says that if he doesn't know, just because he's a person who we know in general would pay more, what's the raya that even then there's no enough? Ktsos has a different kasha. The Ktsos asks, from a Gemara, a Mishnah, we learned the Mishnah in the beginning of a Limud of Ona, Mishnah brings a Yehuda Shita, that says, Sefer Torah, Margolius, Behema, there is no Ona because Adam Rotzel is Avgan. Meaning, even though the market price for a typical Behema, a typical Margolius of this grade, of this weight, whatever, is only worth X, but somebody who needs this particular one would pay more, therefore, ain't Ona. We don't pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. There is actually a Shiloh of the Rift. The Rift brings a Shita that we do pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, but the Shulchan Aruch, the Poskim, generally do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We generally paskin, even though there are some people who pay very high prices for a particular diamond, a particular Sefer Torah, Tevatara Zain Lo Damim. Some people would pay very high prices. Doesn't make a difference. In general, we follow the market price, not what the price is for the specific person. So it says this is a stira to the Ritva. So there's a teretz given by both the Sholem Eishem and the Beis Yitzchak. They both say pretty much the same thing, if I understand them correctly. I'm not sure I do understand them exactly what they're saying, but they both say that there's a difference, a subtle difference, but one they feel is persuasive, between the cases of, let's say, Margolius, that you would pay a high price for it because Rotzel is Avgam, and the case of, let's say, the Sudar in the Gemara and Kedushin. They say the Sudar is something that Rav Kahana inherently wants. He wants a Sudar. He wants it much more than ordinary people want it. So mainly he would pay for it. Regular people don't need Sudars. Sholem Eishem gives a mashal. Let's say you have a certain kind of garment, which most people here don't wear. It's only for upper-class people. It's only for people who come from a certain country, from a certain culture. For regular people, they couldn't care less. They wouldn't pay much for it. Certain people want it very badly. They would pay a high price. That's the Ritva Zin. That's the Maran Kedushin. If for certain people, a certain class of people, certain individuals, it's worth more, then for them, there's no. However, something which is Rotzel Zavgam, which means even for you, you don't inherently think it's worth more. You just want it because you have an ulterior motive. You want to make it as part of a larger project. That, they feel, is different. It's not Be'etzim worth more. It's just that you have a particular need, kind of a need Menatzad. That, they say, is different. I'm not sure I fully understand the Chilek, but that's what they want to say. In any event, this is the...
Is Dchak, maybe? Would that be possible?
Sorry?
Is, like, done with the Dchak in that case?
We're going to get to Dchak soon. Yeah.
So Dchak, maybe that's the
answer? Let's just hold off on Dchak for a minute. Dchak is going to be an additional complication, so let's just wait for a moment for Dchak. Okay. That's an important point. So this is the Ritva. These are the Pikpukim of the Ksos and the Machan Ephraim, the Yishuv of the Beis Yitzchak and the Sholem Eishiv. For many years, Odev Lo Evosh, I have never really understood even the Metzias of what the Ritva is talking about. We have supply and demand. We have market prices. Prices are determined by the intersections on the graph between the supply curves and the demand curves. To say, let's say food. If there was no food around, I would pay a lot of money for food. Food is worth, you know, All my money for food. Why don't I pay $1 million for a loaf of bread? Not because bread is not worth $1 million, but because the cost of producing bread is not high, because therefore competition says that there'll be other people producing bread for less than $1 million, I will not pay $50 or $1 million for a loaf of bread because I can get it cheaper. But certainly it's worth more than a dollar for me, just that I don't pay it. Air is worth, air is life. I don't have air for a few minutes, I'm dead. I don't pay money for air because I don't need to pay money for air because I can get air for free. Water. So the value of an object is determined not simply by how much people would pay for it. Even if people would pay a lot of money for it, the poel, they never actually will, simply because they don't need to. Because in a normal competitive market, the price will be driven down to a point at which it basically determined by supply in this case. When Rav Kahana wanted a sudar, so sudars normally went for 5 shlam, for less than 5 shlam, for 4 shlam maybe. Rav Kahana really wanted a sudar, so he would pay 5. Fine, there's a lot of things I would pay 5 for, but even Rav Kahana, he wasn't asked to throw away his money. Even Rav Kahana would surely not pay 5 if there was a store next door that sold it for 4. Why would he throw away money for no reason, no matter how badly he wanted a sudar? So I don't really understand how Rav Kahana is different from any other case. Almost anything in the world, I would buy, I would typically pay more than the price actually is. Very rare, probably, there's something that I would only pay the price in the store and I wouldn't pay a dollar more. If I wanted, I'd probably pay a little bit more, maybe not a lot more. But it's very hard to understand what's the uniqueness of Rav Kahana. Why is Rav Kahana talking? There are some things, let's say, that if there are a lot more, I won't pay because I don't need it. There are some things that I won't pay more because I can get them down the block. There are some things that I won't pay more because that's how much it's worth to me. But I don't really understand what's so special about Rav Kahana. Why is a sudar to Rav Kahana more important than a loaf of bread to me? Both of us would pay more if there was no choice. Both of us presumably wouldn't pay more if we had a choice. So I don't really understand. I don't really understand what is special about Rav Kahana. According to the Ritva, is Rav Kahana talking about a case where there were no other stores carrying it for four? Then the price is talking more than the price is talking 5. If all the stores carried for 5, the price is 5. So I'm not really sure what the Metzius is. What's special about Rav Kahana?
Yes,
it's done.
Is it from saying cash in the Ritva or is it cash in the Gemara?
Yeah.
Like, has the Gemara said the Shavali? That's not cash on the Ritva. The Ritva is just taking that concept and applying it over here. Do you understand it over there, not over here? Or is it just?
I mean, why can I ask the same kasha on the Gemara Gufa? What is the Gemara talking about? When do you say Lidi Shavali? Why can I say a loaf of bread is Lidi Shavali? You're right. I guess I really should be asking the same question of the Metzius of the Gemara. I'm just thinking of it in the context of Ono. But you're right. Really, I would have to understand the Gemara a little bit better too. You know, you have to understand the case of the Gemara. I merely have to understand how it applies to Ono. I want to discuss now, just briefly, the Josh said about ksisa mitochet chak. The second half of the Ritva, after the Ritva makes this point that if something is worth more to you, there's no, the Ritva then goes on and says that's only if you make the ksisa shelo b'shasat chak, but if the ksisa is b'shasat chak, then lo shmei ksisa, brings a raya from the sugya of Shatani Bach, the sugya of Tol Dina Bavireini, the sugya of Chalitza Mutas. Not going to get into all the sugyas right now, but the Ritva goes ahead and claims that the Aksisa B'Shasad Chak, you are not Mechuyiv to honor, and not entirely clear whether the reason is or not. The reason is Meshatani Bach. The post can use both Lashonas. Meshatani Bach means I could say I never really meant it, even though I promised it. I promised anything, I was under duress. Yet when you promise things to a kidnapper, the promise is nothing. You have to say it. You don't mean it. Some posts can use the Lashon of Arna. There's an Asivus and Reish Samach Dalad who grapples with the question of how to reconcile. The Gemara says Meshata. Some posts can say Arna. How do you relate the two? Difficult Asivus. Not going to get into it right now. But in any event, the Ritva claims that if a person buys something for more than it's worth, so again, if you pay more than it's worth, and for you it's taka worth that much, and it's not a Shasvet Chak, that the Ritva says is fine. There's no Arna. But if it's a Shasvet Chak, then the Ritva says there is Arna. The mechanic is bottle, whether it's Onar or something else. Gives an example. If a person buys medicine, the famous halacha, person overpays for medicine or promises to overpay for medicine because he has a choli, so not mechuyev to pay. You only pay the fair price. Again, what's the fair price? You have to determine what the fair price is, but he says if you promise an arbitrarily high number, that's ksitzim b'shasad chak, and therefore you don't have to pay. Beis Yitzchak brings a raya to the Ritva from a din in the Perek of Anah, which we should have learned last week. I neglected to put it on the Maror Mekomos. On that mission of the Machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbanan about Margolius and Behema, the Gemara brings another Shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Not entirely clear how this relates to Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah talked about Margolius, Behema, Sefer Torah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira of the Braisa says another din. Nuchasim would base all the way at the end of the Gemara on that Mishnah. Yehuda ben Beseira says, "Afamalcher sus v'sayet a chatitam b'molchama." Someone sells a horse, a sword, a knife, a chatitam. In the shield, Rashi says, "In battle, ein lehem onah pesh yeshvim chayin nefesh." People need these things; it's literally life and death. So there is no onah. Not entirely clear: is this l'kuli alma? Is this a machlokas? How does this machlokas relate to machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan of the Mishnah? All these things are very unclear. The Rif says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. It's an extension of his Shita that certain things don't have enough. If we decide that people are willing to pay more for them, the Rif says we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira either, apparently. L'maisi in the Shulchan Aruch and the other poskim, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. This machlokas about Sus, Sayef, and Mulchama, not really brought, so it's difficult to know how we paskin. This is, in English literature, this is very famous, one of the most famous lines in all of Shakespeare. Richard III says, a horse, my kingdom for a horse, that's not Mishnah Shaila. That can have a whole kingdom, but if you're dead on the battlefield because they're coming for you and you don't have a horse, give away your whole kingdom for it. That's a Shaila. Is such a Kenyan, is that binding or not? So the Shita, Rabbi Yitzchak brings a Shita who says that, Adarabba, we paskin that there is Onah, that such a deal is not binding, not a Kabbalah of Bezerah, that he's a Das Yachid Tak, and the reason he gives, the Shita says that the reason there is Onah, and you're not Mechuyiv to honor such a commitment, is because, Afil Mechama Yeshlem Onah, he says, there is Onah. Why? Because he brings the same sugya of Tol Dina Bahavireini, the guy who is desperate to escape from people chasing him. He pays the ferryman whatever he wants, I'll give you whatever you want, just get me out of here, and the ferryman takes him across and says, okay, give me the $10,000 you promised me. There's nothing doing. He says Meshatani Bach. So again, he starts with Arna, he ends with Meshatani Bach. But he brings such a svara that Ksitza B'Shasat Chak is not binding, and that's how the Shita suggests the Rabbanan who are Cholik Rabbi Yehuda B'Seira Paskin. That's what they hold, and that's how we Paskin, Pashtus. If there's Machlokas and Pashtus, that's how we Paskin. Says Beis Yitzchak, that's a riot to the Ritva. You see the same Yisod, a Ksitza made B'Shasat Chak, either Arna or Meshatani Bach, but in any event, such a Ksitza is not binding. This Beis Yitzchak actually is an interesting tshuva. It appears in Aruch Chaim. The actual question was about Estrogim. He was talking about a situation where the vendors don't have such fixed prices for that shrugim, they look at the customer, they size him up, and then they offer him, they try to figure out how much he would be willing to pay for the esrog, and they charge him that much. He wants to know if that's or not, so he tries to approach it from the perspective of this ritva, that there's an idea of l'didi shavali, that if the, he says if the malkur is just taking advantage, he sees, either he says this, or one of the later akronim says this, or Mendel Shafran, if he's just taking advantage, and he sees either the guy doesn't know what he's doing, the guy doesn't know how much an esrog costs, that's mamish or no, that's taking advantage, that's mamish with the Torah Aser, that's or no, that's fraud. But if the pshat is that you charge the guy how much you think the esrog is worth for him, again, even though other stores apparently might charge less, but according to the Ritva, he has a tzad to say, as long as it's not ktitza b'shas etchak, l'didi shavali, the idea that the esrog is worth more to this guy than worth to somebody else, he has a tzad to say that that's dumb to the Ritva, and that therefore there is no enough. Hashem king ktitza b'shas etchak, that he brings right to the Ritva from the Shita, that they want to say is not Iksitza. The Ksos objects. The Ksos says in the Sugya of Tol Din of Avi Reini, we paskin, the whole Sugya there about not paying is only if you haven't paid yet, you don't have to pay. Once you actually paid, you can't ask for your money back. That shows you mochel, that shows that you're okay with it. And the problem is the Ritva seems to be saying that Iksitza b'shas etchak, even after you paid, you can still get the money back. And the Siva says that's because the Ritva shitase. There is a Shita like that that holds even after you paid, you can get it back. So it could be we don't pass like the Ritva at that point. But in any event, these are the two halves of the Ritva, and these are the svaras for or against that the Achronim bring.